Thank you, Ian, once again. Our last news slot is quite a mixture, as always. On the downside, there are vandals about who steal the tyres from special school buses and dump beer and glass in a local park. However, you will also hear about a proposed activity garden in Sprowston, parachute displays to be given in the summer, and a planned Jubilee flypast.
Frustrated children with complex needs are unable to go on their much-anticipated jaunts after thieves targeted their school minibus. Staff at the Specialist Hall School in Old Catton have handed CCTV footage to police showing two people breaking into the St Faith's Road site. After cutting a hole in the fence, the thieves stole a catalytic converter from the school's minibus. This came just after the school's other 20-year-old bus had packed in, meaning the children have been left without their regular swimming trips and other excursions. The quote for the repair to the minibus was £3,500, which is being covered through insurance. Hall School Deputy Head Teacher Will Gant said, "People steal things from different places all the time, but to break into a special school and steal from complex special needs children is very disturbing."
Furious folk living near a park were shocked to find broken bottles scattered across the playing field. The David Rice Hospital field in Drayton is a popular place for people to walk their dogs and for children to play. But recently it has also attracted antisocial behaviour. Tony Hamilton, who lives nearby, said, "We moved here around 30 years ago. We walk our dogs around the field most days. During lockdown, there were more people at the field around the summer period and rubbish was always left there. The area had quite a chequered past already, so I went out and put some posts up just to politely ask that any rubbish is taken away. But when the 72-year-old walked his dog on May the 7th, he found cans, bottles and food packaging strewn across the field." Mr. Hamilton added, "The thing that made me particularly angry was that there was broken glass everywhere, which could really do some damage."
A new urban adventure area will offer a range of activities for youth groups near Norwich amid a recent spate of antisocial behaviour. The Sprowston Youth Engagement Project has been given the go-ahead for the facility by Broadland District Council to build on derelict land adjacent to the allotments in Church Lane. Among the facilities proposed are an archery area, a fire pit, a half-pipe skate ramp, a growing area and a pond. There will also be outbuildings, such as a multifunctional caravan and a compost toilet with trees being planted as a border. SYEP's close links with Sprowston churches enabled the group to take over stewardship of the church-owned land. The Reverend Canon Simon Stokes, who is the chairman of the trustees, said, "It has taken longer to get the planning permission than we initially realised."
Military parachuters are coming back to Norfolk this summer to perform at a series of music festivals and air shows. The RAF Falcons 2022 summer display programme includes 8 events across the county. In June, they will be at Sandringham Show on June the 5th, Lowestoft Armed Forces Day on June the 25th, and the Royal Norfolk Show on June the 29th and 30th. There will be displays in July at RAF Marham Families Day, July the 28th, and Old Buckenham Air Show on July the 30th and 31st. The team's final event in Norfolk is the Sundown Festival at the Norfolk Showground on September the 2nd. The RAF Falcons are the UK's premier military parachute display team, based at RAF Bryce Norton in Oxfordshire. The team puts on displays of free falls, non-contact canopy stacks and more, falling at speeds of up to 120 miles per hour.
Norfolk people should look to the skies over the Jubilee weekend with the Queen's flypast set to pass over the county. First, the Queen's Platinum Jubilee flypast rehearsals will see a large formation of planes pass over RAF Marham near King's Lynn between 11:25 a.m. and 12:55 p.m. on either May the 24th, 26th or 27th, depending on the weather. The flypast itself on June the 2nd will then see the planes begin their flight near the Wash in West Norfolk before passing over Thetford and Swaffham on their way to Buckingham Palace. Those hoping to see the planes on their way to the palace should look up between 12:15 and 1:15 p.m. Planes will also pass over some areas in Suffolk, including Southwold, during the rehearsal and actual flypast.